It's nice to see you again. I'm listening. I figured you'd tell her at some point. Yeah. I understand, really. It was really silly of me to think of us going any further, honestly. I think we were just caught up in the moment. We were both missing something, and using each other to make up for that at the expense of your marriage was really selfish. I get that. I'm sad, yeah. Well, it eventually became more than just sex, for me anyway. I didn't intend for that to happen. I didn't intend to hurt you, and I certainly didn't intend to fall in love with you, so I'm sorry. I know my place. Your marriage is more important than how I feel about that and or how I feel about you. It was stupid of me to think that anything we did or said was really genuine. We were just lost in the fantasy. So, it was stupid. I was stupid. It's my fault. Really. Do you want to sit? Maybe at the table by the window? I can make a coffee or something. Okay, sure, no problem. Yeah, actually, I heard from Matt that the two of you were working things out. Well, because he actually said that until you did work it out with her, that I probably shouldn't talk to him anymore. But no, I get it. I mean, he was your friend first, so he's got to be there to support you. And I guess I am kind of the villain in all this. It's okay, really. You can blame me. I'm the one who started it. My little crush just went too far, and the things you told me when you stayed at my house that weekend, it's all just confusion. Confusion caused by me, primarily. Don't apologize for that. No one should have to apologize for saying I love you. I shouldn't have acted like it was a big deal. You just said it because we were wrapped up in each other. Like I said, you were just confused. I was leading you astray. You can say it's my fault, really. I don't mind. No, I haven't talked to him since. Here you go. Oh, no, I think I should be the one to speak now. Calm down, they're just handcuffs. I've had them on you before, you didn't mind then. You can stop squirming like you're in prison or something. I think it's really impressive the amount of confidence a person can have to ask to be friends again after they've demonized me in such a way. Like I held you down and made you have an affair. He doesn't deserve my time. You do deserve my time. You deserve all of my undivided attention right now for what you've put me through. So I suggest you stop squirming and listen to me. You have really pretty eyes, you know? You have these big crystal blue eyes. Do you remember when you sat on my bed and told me about how, when you were little, you led your mom through the back alley behind your house so that her boyfriend wouldn't find her? And I held you and you cried. Your eyes were really blue then. Ah, don't look away. Look at me. You can't ignore this like you can a text message. I've had to listen to nasty voicemails, being called a homewrecker, a whore, the last 2 weeks with no word from you whatsoever. If this is all on me, you're gonna sit here and listen to me. Do you get it? And, okay, do you remember that time you went to that house party together? And you brought your wife with you, and that particular night she was talking about how she wanted to do something wild and experiment with a girl, and that she wanted you to ask me about it. Do you remember that? And it made you so angry because she'd never even looked at you like she desired you before you had class with me. Made you feel like you were sick for wanting sex as much as you did. Like you're some kind of sex-crazed monster or something. And now all of a sudden, she wants to experiment. And that just made you so mad. Because it didn't mean that she wanted you, it just meant that she wanted to compete. So when we met at the party and you pulled me into the upstairs bathroom every couple hours to kiss me and grab my ass and my tits so hard you left bruises. And then you phoned me later that night telling me how you couldn't wait to end things with her, and I applauded you and encouraged your confidence and your desire for freedom to explore your sexuality and realize that you're just a human who deserved affection, and not someone who deserved to be degraded simply for wanting to be naked with his wife. You remember when we were meeting to hook up and you came over and we got really rough in the elevator? But then when we got upstairs, we just started talking and talking, and just fell asleep instead. And in the morning, I brought you coffee and asked you how you slept. And you told me you loved me. Maybe I was wrong, you know. Maybe I should have known that you'd come to your senses at some point. I'm not worth it, right? Just a side piece. A fantasy. How could I have ever expected anything more from you? How could I have ever possibly assumed that anything you said to me was true? How could it be? What we had wasn't real. Oh no, I know that in the real world it makes sense. Of course you want to patch things up with her. Why would you marry somebody if you weren't at least going to try and turn it around at your very worst? In sickness and in health, right? Well, I know very well that I'm your sickness. I know that you fully understand that, and you have to make your marriage work after this because, in the long run, in your life plan, that it makes sense. And you made a promise, an honest commitment, and you need to make it work. It's your duty as a husband, as a partner. That's what the world tells us. As I sit here, just a few inches away from your face, I know that you can smell my perfume and feel the ends of my hair touching your chest. And it reminds you of all the times where you used my body and my mouth and my hands and my words to escape that reality. And if I lean a little closer and place both hands on your thighs, it reminds you of when I would hold myself in this position for a moment to look deep into those baby blues before I lower down to my knees and worship your cock. Do you remember what that feels like? You were so encouraging. And how about when I let you push my head down on it? And let you thrust it as deep as you wanted into my throat because I knew you'd never been allowed to do that before. And that she never let you be free like that. And how about when I let you come in my mouth, You remember what that felt like? Ah, no, 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 no. Don't look away. You're mine right now, my little toy. You understand me? Mein kleines Spielzeug. Verstehst du? Do you understand me? I'm fully aware of the bond between us and how it affects you. Do you remember the first time we fucked? I remember it so clearly. When I tied you up with my silk scarf, it was so gentle and soft. It's a lot different from where we ended up, huh? That was so cute, wasn't it? I know that you really love being tied up, but It's really wrong of me to keep you like this against your will. I'm sorry. You see? You see what you make me do? This is crazy. You've got me so wrapped up in you that I have to go to these lengths to let you know how I feel. To get a chance to explain how this has affected me. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't care about you. If you would have just let me speak to you, not just cut me out like you did, I wouldn't have to go this far. You gain my trust. I open up to you. You open up to me. You tell me you want to leave your wife for me and this newly discovered sense of self-worth. And then one day, nothing. And the next, I'm a monster. How could you do this to me? Yeah, vows, commitment, reality. What's my reality? Can you tell me that? Where do you think my mind goes when you put your hands around my neck and my eyes roll back and I can't breathe, so when you let go, I gasp for air. My rational, present mind is lost in that breath that I exhale. Where does your mind go when you're deep inside me and I'm begging for you to go deeper, and you instinctively dig your fingernails into my ribs and growl while you watch me writhe and convulse with pleasure? Pleasure that you control. We can't speak. We can't think. We just feel. We reach another plane of consciousness, a high that's addictive and draining, irresistible, needing it again and again until our bodies ache and our minds can no longer keep us present, and so we black out. This apartment has a lot of memories, doesn't it? Do you remember fucking me against this window? We went out that evening and we got really drunk and fucked so long we physically couldn't for a couple weeks. You pulled off my shirt and my bra and had my tits up against the glass. Like this, do you remember? The glass so cold against my nipples. And watching people walk by as you pushed me into it by holding the back of my neck. It got so hot in here, so we had to crack it open. So every now and then we could see one of the people passing by, thought they heard something, and look around, keep walking. You were so rough. You enjoyed it so much. You had the freedom to do whatever you liked. If I lean up against it like this, I can still feel your nails raking down my back. I know what you like. Even now, you're just sitting there staring at me because I'm describing a moment where you felt powerful and alive. How many more can you recall? Even though you've decided it's wrong now, you bite your lip when you see me move in the way that makes you remember. I'm in your head, aren't I? You're in that other world, the other reality. Am I getting you high? I think a part of you doesn't even want me to take you out of those cuffs. Let me see if I can tell. How about I sit on your lap? I know you like that. Because you can see all of me, right? That sharp inhale. If I press my chest to yours and hang my arms over your shoulders, I can feel that your heart is beating so fast. This is just like the first time. Do you remember that? If I rock my hips forward, I can feel your cock. Oh, your now hard cock pressing against my pussy through my jeans. Shh, baby, it's okay. Calm down, I'm here for you. I know how confused you are. You're struggling with what's right on the outside and what you want on the inside. This must be so hard for you. I'm so sorry that you have to go through this. You're just trying to do the right thing. It's okay, baby. You know that you're doing something bad, but I can feel you pushing your cock against me ever so slightly. That's involuntary, isn't it? My poor baby can't help himself. Tell me what you want, love. You know I want to give it to you. I'm getting wet thinking about feeling you inside me. Oh God, when you touch me, I just disappear. So when I think about not having you, not being able to have you when I want, do you know what that does to me? The thought of losing you doesn't just make me sad, baby. It makes me lose my mind. It makes me self-destruct. You don't want to hurt me like that, do you, baby? No, you don't. You want to stay with me, don't you? Yes, you do. You want me to keep rolling my hips back and forth against your cock, don't you? Just like that. Don't you? Yes, you do, baby. Tell me. Yes, you do. Say it. You're just my little toy, aren't you? Mine, all mine. You like it that way, huh? Sieh mich an und sag mir, was du willst. Du willst, dass ich dich weiter verwöhne, richtig? Ja, das willst du. Du willst die Nähe meines Körpers spüren, stimmt's? Weil ich dich verrückt mache, besessen, oder? Du kannst mir nicht widerstehen. Du bist mein Eigentum, stimmt's? So ist es. Du gehörst mir. Look at me and tell me what you want. You want me to keep pleasing you, don't you? Yes, you do. You want to feel my body close to yours, isn't that right? Because I make you crazy and obsessed, don't I? You can't refuse me. You belong to me, don't you? Yes, you do. You belong to me. Let me rub your wrists for you, love. They look sore. There. Does that feel better? You know, I only just wanted to have some of your time. I'm sorry that I had to do this, but you just didn't give me a choice. Oh, that's it, baby. You can't wait, can you? You just went straight for my tits as soon as you could. God. Squeezing them hard like that, pinching my nipples, sucking on them. Oh, yes. Pinch harder. I can feel you getting riled up. Your hands are trembling. Ah, there you go, baby. Biting me. You want to just tear me apart, don't you? I know what you're thinking. You're just seeing red. You don't care about what it means or what the consequences are anymore. You just want to keep biting me, squeezing my ribcage, sucking on my tits, and licking my neck. Oh, give in to me. Take your cock out. I love that you don't even think twice. You know what this means, huh? You know what you're supposed to do when I ask that. You're such a good boy. Stroke it for me. Uh-uh. Not too fast. Slower. That's good. Just slowly up and down. Look at me when you do it. Sieh mich an. Look at me. Good boy. Oh, I know you're trembling with excitement, but you know that I need to start off slow. You know the rules. That's better. Now, why don't I join you, I'll just unzip my jeans. Oh, God, I'm absolutely soaked. Don't you speed up? What did I just say? You're so greedy. Stop moving your hand. I'm gonna count to 15. Okay? Every 5 counts. You may stroke your cock as much as you want. Any other number, hands off. On 5, 10, and 15. As soon as I move on to the next number, you have to stop. Got it? Verstehst du? Do you understand? Tell me yes. Tell me yes, I understand. Ja, ich verstehe. Ready? How does that feel? With your cock out. And it's so hard, it's pointing straight up. Pressing gently against the crotch of my jeans, and my hand is stroking my pussy. And you feel it. And you feel my hand moving against myself. Just gently against grazing your cock as I do it. You want to press it into me, don't you? But you can't. We're going to start the countdown now, okay? I can touch myself as much as I want. You're the one who has to keep their hands off. And don't act like you don't enjoy this, because I know for a fact that's not true. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Ooh, there you go. Oh, you need it bad, don't you, baby? My voice is making you desperate. And with me just sitting on your lap and fingering my pussy in front of you. Stop. Six. Stop. Stop. I'm going to make it really painful for you if you don't listen to me. Okay, ready? You have to listen carefully. This requires attention. A great deal of attention. Okay? Because I know you love countdowns, but I have a very special kind of countdown. Mm-hmm, that's right. Six, seven, eight, nine, seven, eight, nine, eight, nine, eight, nine, ten. Oh, don't rub it too hard, honey. You might make yourself come. And if you come before I want you to, that would make me very unhappy. You are absolutely covered in pre-cum. You're dirty, aren't you? You're a filthy boy. My filthy boy. And it's turning me on so much. Oh, I'm so sore. My pussy needs it. Stop. I said stop. Stop. Calm down. Get a hold of your breath. And now put your hand back on your dick. Oh, my pussy is aching now. Seeing you twitch and shake with anticipation makes me so wet. Taste my fingers. You like how my pussy tastes? Say yes. I love how you taste. Good boy. 11, 12. 13, 12, 11, 12, 13, 11, 12, 11, 12, 13, 14, 12, 13, 14, 15. Do you want me, baby? Look at me. Look in my eyes and say it. Say it. Say you want me. How badly? Can you resist me? Answer me. Can you refuse me? Can you hold it any longer? And take what you want. Yeah, that's it. Oh, ravage my body, baby. Oh, yes. Bite my chest. Bite my nipples and my stomach. Hold my ribcage. Dig your nails in. God, I missed you. I missed your hunger and your strength. I missed you. You tossing me around and decorating me with marks and bruises. Oh, I'm gonna be covered tomorrow. This hardwood floor. I can already feel it. I can't wait to see them. Oh, and I say you can take my jeans off. I don't think I gave you permission. Do you like how powerful it makes you feel when you hold me down like this? When you nearly tear off my jeans? You miss feeling this kind of dominance, don't you? Stop. So I said stop, stop. Just stay. Stay inside me. Don't move. Look at me. Look at me. Focus. Focus for a second. I miss you. Those pretty blue eyes. I miss looking into those pretty blue eyes as you fuck me as hard and as wildly as your heart desires. I miss hearing you whine and whimper in anticipation. God, you belong to me. Yeah. Fuck me now, please. Oh God, yes, yes. Fuck me. Make me hot, bit hot, hot. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Does it feel so good? Don't stop. I'd say, baby, growl for me, moan for me. Tell me how much you love it. Tell me how much you love my pussy. Oh, you want me from behind, huh? Oh, put me there then. Oh. I love feeling you move me around, hooking your arm under my abdomen to pull my ass up and push my chest out. Oh God, oh, you know I love when you fuck me like this. Oh shit, the wood. The wood is hurting my knees. Oh, it's okay though, I like it. Fuck yes, 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 yes. Oh. Oh, fuck yes, yes, yes. Oh God, I can let you fuck me like this all night. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, I love it so much. Oh God, dig your nails into my hips. Yes, God. I can't help but try to stand up in my arms, but you just keep pushing me down. I love it. Oh, you fuck me so good. Just how I like it. You fuck me so good. It's so good. Oh God. I just can't control myself. I can't think. All I can do is just feel your cock grazing my G-spot. It makes me weak. It makes me lose touch. I can barely breathe. I just get lost. Please don't stop. Don't stop fucking me. I need it. I need you. I need your cock. Bring your hand around my throat. Pull me up towards you. Ah, yes. God. God. You're so deep inside me. Your hand goes around my neck, squeezing. I'm losing it. This feeling. I'm addicted to it. You're a drug. You're a drug to me. If I go too long without my fix, I can't function. Oh, I'm gonna come, baby. Squeeze my neck harder. Oh yes, yes. God. Oh yes. By my shoulder. Oh fuck. I'm gonna fall to the floor. Shit. I can't see. I can feel all over my body. In waves. My God. It's the most incredible high. Oh, tell me what you want next. I bet you want to come. I bet you want to release, huh? Are you enjoying the view? Does it make you feel in charge, standing over me like that? Looking down at the trembling, drooling mess you've left on the floor. You're a little blurry, but I can see you smiling, biting your lip. Pull me to my knees. Like that. Good. I'll brace myself by holding your hips. Your cock is glistening. My poor baby needs to come. Keep stroking it, love, as much as you like. I think you've earned it. Just like that, come on. You want my help? Should I kiss your inner thighs? Bite them. Lick them. Lick your balls, the base of your cock. Want to jerk it, huh? You drive me crazy. Oh my god. I love your cock. I don't know what I'd do without it. I just go crazy, baby. I just need you so badly. That's it, sweetheart. Come for me. Come, Sean. That's it, sweetheart. Come for me. Come on. Come on. Get that. Come on. Come on. Come. Come, please. Come, Sean. Come on. Yeah, come on, baby. Come on. Oh, yes. God, fuck yes. Come all over me. Oh, yes, it's hot on my skin. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't explain what it feels like for me to have you again. I'm just outside of my body. Look at me. Look at our bodies. Scrapes, red marks, bruises. Symbols of devotion, I think. You belong to me, don't you agree? That's it. That's right. You belonged.